This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. When driving, it's important to remember some winter road safety tips. Be sure to clear your car, don't let flying snow blind others, control your speed, slow down, and remember cruise control is not your best option, and give extra space, leave 8 to 10 seconds of following distance, and increase that on snowplows, and make sure to give snowplows the right-of-way. You can find more tips at ready.gov. Saturday, February 7th, you're invited to join the Wisconsin DNR for the annual Candlelight Hike and Ski through the Flambeau River State Forest from 6 to 9 p.m. The trail is a 1.1-mile loop that will be groomed and lit with candles. You can ski, snowshoe, or hike. Picnic tables, warm refreshments, and food will be provided. They do ask that you do not bring your pets. They hope to see you all there, and once again this is taking place Saturday, February 7th, over in Winter. A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition on Friday. Here's Connie Feldman with more.
A banner signed by fellow Hornets offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. It was a lot of, sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community.
Snowmobile enthusiasts can expect to see an increase in DNR warden presence on trails and frozen waterways from February 6th through to the 8th. Wardens will share snowmobile safety tips with riders and watch for operators who may be impaired or causing safety problems for themselves and others. Be sure to ride sober. If you choose to consume alcohol, wait until you've reached your final destination or return home safely. Ride right. This means staying on the right-hand side of the trail, but it also means promoting a positive image for snowmobilers by being responsible. And ride at a speed that suits your abilities. Remember that ice is never completely safe under any conditions, and the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. You can find more tips on the Wisconsin DNR's Facebook page. Thursday, February 5th, from 3:30 to 5:30, there's a hot cocoa bomb class over at the Park Falls Public Library. All participants will get to make their own cocoa bomb to take home. A $5 donation will help to cover the cost of supplies, and you must be 18 years or older. There is a limit of 20 people, so be sure to sign up at the Park Falls Public Library now. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, February 5th from 3:30 to 5:30 over at the Park Falls Public Library. The Marathon County Board will support an application for the county to receive grant funding aimed at bringing new talent to the area. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
At a meeting last week, the board voted to authorize a letter of support for an application for the funding submitted by the Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership. County Administrator Lance Leonard explained the program to the supervisors.
It's a relocation program that essentially is aiming to bring people to the state of Wisconsin. Specifically, this grant would be to Marathon County.
This year is the first for the Talent Recruitment Grant Program, a program organized by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The program aims to attract households that make at least $55,000 a year in annual income. A total of $5 million in funding is available statewide, with a $500,000 cap on the amount any single municipality can receive. Applicants have to provide matching funds equal to at least 20% of the total project cost through cash, local investment, and in-kind donations.
The Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership is responsible for providing the match, as they're the grant applicant on behalf of the geographical region of the county. And as I understand it, there is not going to be a request from municipalities for any of those grant funds.
Earlier this month, Senior Director for the Prosperity Partnership, Renee Krings, gave a presentation on the program to the County Extension, Education, and Economic Development Committee. She said the partnership will turn to local foundations and community partners to provide the matching funds. The board voted to approve the letter of support for the partnership's application 30-4.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been your state and local news right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we wouldn't be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby. Good day.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 18 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 7 below zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high, once again, right around 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.